If you don't know SiriusXM, then listen up. Commercial-free music plus sports, comedy, talk, and news. They have it all. A lot of people think you need a car to enjoy SiriusXM, but you don't. You can listen outside the car. Right now, you can get your first 3 months of SiriusXM outside the car for free. Just go to SiriusXM.com/busted to see offer details and to subscribe. You can listen on your phone, at home, and online. That's SiriusXM.com/busted. Offer available to new SiriusXM streaming subscribers. SiriusXM, no car required. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Busted Open Podcast. Why is it special? Because we're celebrating National Mark Henry Day. That's right. It's Mark Henry's birthday celebration, and man, is it a party for the Busted Open Nation. So many guests called in to talk about the Busted Open Mark Henry National Holiday, and it includes Drew Pearson of the Dallas Cowboys, Peter Rosenberg, Natalia, Titus O'Neil, Shelton Benjamin, D'Lo Brown, Adam Ivia, so many special guests, all right now on Mark Henry's birthday celebration. Right here on the Busted Open Podcast. I know I don't have the authority, but I do have a voice. And I am calling June 12th a national holiday. It is now Mark Henry Day. And the reason why, it's because we celebrate the birth of one of the greatest men I've ever known. And that's you, Mark Henry. So, Mark, when you're celebrating a national holiday, I mean, I know that here on a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, Mark, we usually talk about the week of pro wrestling, but being that it is a special day, from here on out for the rest of the show, it's all about you, Mark Henry. So this is a celebration of you, Mark, and what better to celebrate you than granting this a national holiday? It's officially Mark Henry Day. Happy birthday, Mark.
Well, thank you, Dave. I love the fact that you've made it a national holiday, and hopefully everybody will fall in line.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people have, because from now until the show ends, we're going to have a lot of guest appearance that want to join in on your celebration, Mark. So when you look at, of course, you as a man, your career, but just you as a person, I know you and I share something in common. It's not just the love of professional wrestling, but you and I are both diehard Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we are.
Now, somebody that we both grew up watching, somebody that to me is one of the greats of all time, and I'm actually going to throw this out there, that probably one of the most underappreciated wide receivers ever in the history of pro football, because this man should have a bust in Canton, Ohio. And I bring him in now on Mark Henry Day. The great Drew Pearson joins us here.
Get out of here.
On Mark Henry Day. How are you, Mr. Pearson?
Oh, I'm doing great. What an honor. Mark, happy Mark Henry Day. Happy birthday to you, brother.
Man, this is the best. Oh, my God, Drew Pearson. Oh, man, you don't know how much I idolize you.
Well, thank you, man. Actually, Mark, we met one time at AT&T. You were doing something there. I was there with my grandsons, who were big fans of yours. You took pictures with them. You were very nice with them. And, you know, it was a big deal. So, anyway, I appreciate you being a Cowboy fan and a Drew Pearson fan. But I just come on today. When they asked me, I said, oh, how much I have to pay, you know, to have this opportunity to wish Mark Henry a happy birthday. At 49
Thank you
years
so
old,
much.
Mark, I can't believe you're the big 4'9". Wow. God bless
Almost
you,
half
brother.
A hundred.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you. And I remember
Hope
meeting
you.
And
you celebrate.
I am. I'm definitely going to have a great day. I remember meeting you and your grandkids, and that was one of the highlights of my meeting any celebrity sports crush as a kid. And man, it's one of those things where I feel like all of the good that I did came to ahead that day because I got to meet you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you really don't, wow. I don't know if you realize, like, you're one of my best. You're one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you for calling in.
I think you acknowledged that when you were there and really made me feel good. And I really appreciate that, man. But you're down from, you're Silsby, right?
Yeah, I'm from Silsby.
Isn't that down by Houston?
Yep, in between Silsby, Beaumont, and Houston.
And you didn't become an Oiler fan or nothing like that, huh? You became a Cowboy fan down that way. That's pretty cool.
No, I'm definitely, I was Cowboys. I mean, all the way from the time Tony Dorsett was there, but even before then, I really loved the stories that my grandfather used to tell me about Bob Hayes. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, you got to see this guy. Watch some, there's some VHS. You know, it was VHS back then. There was no internet.
right.
He was like, you got to watch you some of these tapes and see Bob Hayes. And that's, my grandfather was a Cowboy fan, so that made me a Cowboy fan.
Right on. Well, you got to listen to your grandpa because they know best.
Tell them kids, man.
That's what I tell them. You better take my advice because it's the best advice from experience, right?
It is.
Yes, sir.
Wow, this is, I'm just sitting here shocked, man. Dave,
I know. Drew Pearson meant everything to me when I was a young Cowboy fan. Because, Mark, we talk about, you know, the iconic moments that you had in the ring. I mean, you know, probably the most iconic moments when you look at Dallas Cowboys history is from this man, Drew Pearson, whether it was catching a ball from Roger Staubach and the Hail Mary and, you know, even with Danny White later on in his career as well. And, you know, if Danny White put a little bit more mustard in that ball against the 49ers, maybe things would have been different in that championship game. But I digress. And maybe if there was tearaway jerseys, it would be a little bit different. But, you know, so many, you know, iconic moments that, you know, when they have those lists, not only in Cowboy history, but NFL history, that's why, you know, and again, this isn't just personal bias. This is a fact. I mean, Drew Pearson is, you know, deserves to be in every freaking football Hall of Fame that there is. And being a Jersey guy myself, I know how important he is to our state of New Jersey. Yeah. I mean, you know, it breaks my heart.
Dave?
What's that?
Where are you from in Jersey?
Oh, I'm a Bergen. I'm Bergen County. I'm from Hawthorne, New Jersey.
North Jersey.
Yeah, I know you're South Jersey, but
Middlesex County, Central Jersey.
Yeah, Central Jersey. Yep. But you should be in every freaking Hall of Fame, Drew Pearson. The fact
most
that you're
definitely.
Not, like, it's a disgrace.
And I almost cried.
I'm in everyone. I'm in New Jersey Hall of Fame, New Jersey Sports Writers Hall of Fame, the Tulsa. Oklahoma Sports Hall of Fame, the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, the Pop Warner Football Hall of Fame, every Hall of Fame that I've been a part of or a league I've been a part of, I'm in their Hall of Fame except the NFL. So hopefully one day, you know, that would happen.
And the other thing with Drew Pearson.
It's become my life mission now.
You're around, Mark. Be part of my celebration, brother. Love to have
I will.
Both you guys there.
Yeah, are you kidding
Believe
me?
That. Believe
I met
that.
You actually. I met you when Eric, I met you at the Hall of Fame one year for a celebration for when Raphael Wright with the Temptations going.
Nice.
You know when they went into the Hall of Fame, and you deserved that too. And honestly, Mark, when you look at it, and this is where you know we're talking a lot about race relations and what's going on in the world. Drew Pearson was a quarterback. You know, like you know, probably if things were different in the world and different in the country, who knows? Maybe you had been going into the Hall of Fame as a quarterback and not a wide receiver. That's how great an athlete. Drew Pearson, you know, was and still is. And Drew, you are somebody that I've always looked up to. And I'm looking at Mark now, just so you know, Mark's got tears in his eyes because you're definitely a childhood hero for
That's
Mark.
Awesome.
So we appreciate you and you know, appreciate everything that you've done. And, you know, I'm excited because I'm talking to two Hall of Famers right now. But, you know, Drew Pearson,
Amen.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much for the time and we love you.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Mark Henry, happy birthday to you, brother. Many, many more, okay? God bless.
Good talking to Drew Pearson here on Mark Henry's birthday. And, you know, Mark, I know for you, that's a special moment because Drew Pearson meant a lot to you, for you as an athlete. And it was great having him call in for this celebration today, Mark.
Hey, college sports fans, be sure to go off campus with me, Mark Packer. Off campus is your place to tune in for all of your news, information, and goofball questions in the world of college sports. Plus, I want to hear from you.
Pack, you guys are the standard of sanity in the afternoon.
You're the best part of my drive home every night, so have a good weekend.
Be careful, you might even end up in the smack pack.
Smack pack alert.
It's off campus, weekdays at 4 Eastern on ESPNU Radio, Sirius XM 84, and the Sirius XM app.
With everything that's going on, you know, with this pandemic and not really being able to celebrate a lot of birthdays and graduations the right way, we're going to do our best to celebrate Mark Henry's birthday here today.
Yes, yeah, celebrate my birthday and Mark Henry Day and, you know, like shake your pants. Just shake your pants, guys. That's all you got to do. Put on a little cameo and shake your pants with me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, listen, you know, again, we're celebrating, and we got some more guests that are going to be joining us. I can't wait to hear about some of the other people. Some of the people I don't even know about, Mark. You know, everybody's been working hard getting things ready to celebrate your birthday.
Oh my gosh, man, this is very, very good. This, even if it ended right now, I'd be good. I'd be really, really good. Oh, no!
Oh, my gosh. Here we go. Somebody that is a good friend of yours, Mark, wants to come on.
Oh.
You know, I will say this. This man is the voice of New York radio, whether it's morning drive or afternoon drive. There's one number that coincides with this man, and that is the number one, because he is the number one voice in New York radio, and that is the great Peter Rosenberg. Peter, how are you, man?
Dave, thank you. And Mark, my brother, happy birthday, my friend.
Man, thank you, man. That's my guy.
I had to jump on. We're doing a special for Mark Henry's birthday. I had to break out the rarest, maybe the rarest Mark Henry related T-shirt of all time. The Nation by Any Means Necessary. So appropriate for the times T-shirt for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm going to have to dig into the crates and pull my shirt out. We have to wear them today together. I'm pulling my shirts out.
Now, is this just, what are you guys doing for this big celebration? Is anything crazy happening? Are you still talking wrestling? Are you just telling Mark Henry stories? What are you doing?
Well, we're doing everything, Peter. First of all, it's not even just his birthday.
No, like I said, it's barred.
It's a national holiday. I granted this being a national holiday. June 12th is now Mark Henry Day. I want Mark's face plastered all over the country. I want banners. I want stamps. I want everything, because this man deserves it. He's a great man. Great. That's right. A stamp, a postal stamp with your face on it. Mail it. I want to, when I'm mailing a letter, that's right. I still mail letters because I'm fucking old. When I mail a letter, I want a Mark Henry stamp on the envelope that I mail.
You're
a national treasure, a national hero. But to answer your question, Peter, we have some special guests. We're sharing moments. We're playing highlights. We just heard from one of Mark's heroes growing up, Drew Pearson, the great Cowboys receiver. You know, and again, we had to have you on because I know you're a special friend. And again, you're the biggest voice in New York radio right now.
Well, listen, Mark is he's my closest friend in the wrestling business, has been for many years, and been a huge supporter in my personal life, my professional life. He's the whole industry loves this man. You know, like, this is a guy who just gets in a business where, you know, as Mark could attest to, and so could you, Dave, like, people love to bury people. I mean, it's hard to interview. I've been going back and watching my old interviews, and 75% of these interviews I've done, I realize it's just the wrestlers burying up the wrestlers. Like, I didn't understand it at the time because I was so green. I didn't understand they were burying people, but that's all they were doing. And in Mark, you know, I don't know if it's simply because people are physically scared that he'll crush them, but he does not get buried by anyone. He just gets so much respect. And it's funny, I was Googling after your producer reached out. I was, I had so many pictures of us. But I hate going through my phone, and like I'm like a old man trying to find old photos. I'm not good at the trick. So I just said, let me just go to Google and type in Mark Henry and Peter Rosenberg and see what comes up. And there were a few okay pictures, including Mark, one of us hanging out early in our relationship at South by Southwest, maybe 2012, something like that.
Wow.
A picture of me, you, and Wyclef on the street. But the funnier part was that when I Googled our names, the main thing that comes up is all these stories about when Mark got hot and defended me to Jerry Lawler a couple years ago.
I remember that.
It was such a great reminder of our friendship that when that came out, it was so funny to me. I was so tickled by it because I didn't even say that much to Mark. All I did was tell him I sensed a little whatever. It wasn't a big deal. And I did not tell him to do anything. This man went on his own and was like, hell no, legend or not, you're not talking crazy to my guy. And that just sums up the kind of guy Mark Henry is.
The people that I love and respect, like, I will go to war with anybody. And you cannot talk bad about my people. And I know my – and the one thing about me that I can say now that wasn't really the case when I was young – when I was young, I was ready to fight anything. But as I got older, I realized you only fight for the important things. And anybody that knows me and says, hey, man, Mark said that, they know that it's coming from a place where I know what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to side with you just because you're my friend. I'm going to side on the fact that you're right. And or if you're wrong about a judgment of somebody. And that's where that came from. And I was able to have this conversation with Jerry, and Jerry come out of it going, well, you know, I just didn't know. And I was like, well, see, that's the thing. A lot of times the things that we fear and the things that we are critical about are things that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. And once you know, then you can go forward and go, okay, I made a rash judgment. Now I realize that this person is true. This person is real. And we can keep it moving.
Now, on the flip side of that coin, Dave, if you want to talk about times when Mark just said, I'm not interested in conversation, hold the fuck up, it would be on one of those trips in Austin where Mark introduced me and my brother to our now favorite barbecue restaurant, Styles and Switch. Styles Switch right there in Austin. We were driving over a bridge. Mark, I don't know which bridge it was, but someone was tailgating Mark. No. I think someone either tailgated him or passed him and said something crazy. And when I tell you that this man did a full 3-point turn on a bridge to go back and give this guy a piece of his mind, and I remember putting my hands on my head because I'm like, when Mark gets out of his car, this guy is going to shit himself. And that is essentially what happened. It took just a couple of simple words before everything was solved. There was no problem. But and then, of course, there are all the classic times, Dave, and I'm sure you've now had this experience with Mark from all your live events, where the funniest thing about Mark Henry, in my opinion, he may not think it's funny, but I'm sorry, as his friend.
I know where you're going.
I know what this is.
The fact that this man cannot handle being physically touched by strangers leads to so many near-death experiences for people. And for you as his friend, it's stressful. It's like you have to protect him and them.
Yes, because and Peter, I know this has happened to you. Like, you know, we do a lot of meet and greets after our live events. So I kind of give the warning beforehand, like just before they're about to approach. I'm like, listen, hands off. Just, you know, stand next to Mark, take the picture, get an autograph. But and the first thing everybody does is put their arm around.
Did you just listen?
The man is the world's strongest man. I just told you not to touch the man. And then the first thing you do is put your arm around. Why? Why won't you listen? And he legit, like, and then Mark will get mad, and everybody has the same reaction. They think it's funny, and they laugh, and I'm like, oh, like, where is this going to go? But Peter, from a lot of the things that you said, isn't that the true measure of a man, where if Mark knows you as a person, he will defend you, and he is loyal to you. He won't speak bad about anyone unless there is something that happened to him personally. Like, that's a true measure of a man. Like, he doesn't speak out of turn. He doesn't speak about things that he doesn't know firsthand. And he doesn't bury people unless it's warranted. I mean, it's unbelievable to say that, but that's a rare characteristic nowadays. That's why if I had a short list of men I truly admire, and there's not a lot, but I do have a short list. There's no doubt that Mark Henry is on that list because as great as he sounds on the air, he's even a better human being. He's a great father. He's a great husband. And he's just an all-around great friend and a great man.
And listen, while we're giving Mark his roses, he can just sit here and listen to this. You and I, two wrestling nerds, let's just talk about the body of work and the career that he put together and the Hall of Pain run that, you know, came at a time when I got back into wrestling in 2005, Mark was sort of in an in-between spot. You know, as I was getting back into it and figuring out who this guy was, and I was familiar with him, you know, his face, but as I learned who he was as a wrestler, I don't know, by the way his character was treated at that point, I don't know that I ever would have imagined at that stage in his career the growth he would still have. Because usually people get to a certain spot, they're 10 years into their career. That's the spot. You know, like, and Mark's spot was cool. It was a cool spot. But he elevated his game at that stage in his career to truly Hall of Fame levels. I mean, that's where he became an actual Hall of Famer. And to watch what he did, and you guys and listeners, I'm sure, know the story of how the Hall of Fame came to be. It came from authentic passion for the wrestling business. And his desire to be better and to be on top. And we got one of the most enjoyable runs as fans. And then, of course, it kind of all culminates with the salmon suit, you know, which I watched again this week. I mean, one of the great promos in the history of the business. And there's a reason the WWE has it. I've tried on the jacket in the warehouse in Stamford. It's part of their Hall of Fame items. There's a reason for it.
And there's only two wrestlers that I think of, to piggyback from what Peter just said, there's only two wrestlers I think of that had their best moments in the last half or the last quarter of their career. And it's Shawn Michaels, who I thought had his better matches in the last quarter of his career. And then with you, Mark, like, because Peter's right, you could just ride that roller coaster. Hey, you know what? I know I'm on course to be a Hall of Famer. I'm in a really good spot, but I don't want it to end this way. I know I can do more. You know, even, and I can throw Chris Jericho in there as well. It's a very, very small amount of guys. Yes. There's a very, very small amount of guys. And you're one of them, Mark, because, yes, I think, like Peter just said, the most memorable moment of your career to me was near the end of your career. And you can't say that a lot about a lot of wrestlers.
No, you can't. And you know what? I know for a fact that Peter didn't go through my pockets of the Hall of Fame jacket, because I put a Werther's original in the inside pocket, and I want to see if it's going to stay there forever. I want to know, like, every WrestleMania, I'm going to go and check and see if it's still in there.
That is amazing. What a hidden gem, the Werther's original inside Mark Henry's jacket pocket.
That's my thing. I had to do it. I had to try to entertain myself, guys, even if it takes me a year to get the pop.
See, I thought maybe it might be about, because you would probably be buried in that jacket, so you would want a little snack for yourself when that happens.
What a gross place to go during our birthday celebration.
Oh, man, it's so crazy.
Because it's all about food. It's all about food for Mark. So
it is.
One of the all-time foodies. You know, a lot of times you see a big motherfucker like Mark Henry, and you just go, oh, he just eats. He eats whatever. You know,
everything.
So this man, yes, he eats, but he has one of the most selective and wonderful palates when it comes to eating. If you're going to a city, the man has five different restaurants he can recommend. You know, and my buddy Andrew Goldstein, who's the other biggest foodie I know, that's how they became friends, was just on this
food,
true love of food. You know, and really, Mark, you put me on to so many dope places in random parts of the country. Like, you're a man of the world.
Peter, a man of the world and a man of food.
Peter Rosenberg.
And I talked about you this week, Peter, because you took me to a place called Jacob's Pickles. And we mentioned that earlier this week. Like, you said, Mark, you got to try this place. I mean, they got buffalo chicken macaroni and cheese. And I went, what? We got to go try that. And we went and we skipped the line. There was a line, but I was with Peter Rosenberg, baby. We walked to the front of the line. We was like Fat Joe. We walked around metal detectors.
I'm glad we went there, because that's the only place I have any pull. But shout out to Jacob's Pickles. They've been doing delivery this whole time through quarantine. And yeah, that's the first place. If I meet a foodie who's in New York, who's never been there, that's the spot I bring people. It's phenomenal.
Peter, I'll definitely be listening to you this afternoon on the Michael Kay Show with my brother, Don. Peter, thanks for joining in on the celebration. Couldn't have it without you. And I do truly believe you're the voice of New York radio. And,
yes, and I'm so glad that you are,
especially during these times, that you are the, without a doubt, the most opinionated, but also the most logical of anybody that I know on the microphone. So, Peter, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. Happy birthday, Mark. Love you, man.
Love you too, brother. Thank you.
This week on World of Basketball, Hall of Fame coach and Iona head coach Rick Pitino joined the show, and he spoke about the crazy, eccentric owner of his old team, Panathinaikos.
He was fined $300,000 after a victory. He went in the officials' locker room and threatened the mothers, the daughters, the sisters of all the referees, and told the referees they would not get out of Greece alive.
New episodes of World of Basketball are available every Thursday on the SiriusXM app, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts.
Amazing. You share a day with Superman.
Yeah, Superman's first appearance, wow. 1938. Wow, I didn't know that. That's brand new. Thanks for bringing that to my attention.
Well, that was Kyle who also works on the show, the 19 people who work on the show, Kyle being one of the 19. But I'm really digging this Mark Henry celebration today. You know, we heard from Drew Pearson, one of Mark Henry's idols, and we heard from Peter Rosenberg. But right now, let's get in, you know, somebody who's a friend of the show and a definite friend of Mark Henry, and that is the wonderful Natalia. Natalia, how are you today?
Hey, guys. Mark, happy birthday. I'm so honored.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Natty. I've known Natty since she was a little girl. And now she's a woman, married a bunch of cats, and one of the happiest people I ever met in my life. If you have sad and you run up to Natty, you're going to get brought back to the reality. Like, you're in a good place.
Oh, well, when they asked me to come on and wish you happy birthday, I was so honored because you are such a special person to my family. To me, everybody in the Hart family just loves you so much. And you have a real history with our family. TJ and I love you so much. So for me to be able to say happy birthday to you, Mark, like, I just, we think the world of you. And I hope your birthday's been good.
It has been. I get to start it with my friends and my coworkers here on SiriusXM Busted Open. I can't have a better start.
Oh, that's awesome, Mark. Well, thank you so much for everything that you do for all of us. And I hope that today you spoil yourself with lots of cake and all spend it with all the people that you love and just pamper yourself. Even go out and get a pedicure. Or me.
Yeah, there's going to be cake.
There's definitely going to be cake. Natalia, I know you're very busy, and I appreciate you dialing in, but could you share one Mark Henry story with us on his birthday?
Oh, there's so many fun stories of Mark. One of my favorite memories of Mark, what I have, when I think about Mark, I think about him being like a big brother to everybody in WWE. And there, especially when I first got on the road, your first few years are very impressionable. And I always remember Mark being at the monitor. He'd watch everybody's matches. And especially when I'm just like brand new to the system, you're scared, you're nervous, you want to make a good impression on everyone. And Mark was one of the leaders in the locker room. So to have him sit back and watch one of my matches, he watched all the matches. He'd always be at the monitor watching the show. And he was just that big brother to all of us. And, you know, he, in a very gentle, loving way, he kept everyone in check. And in a lot of ways, I think that, you know, I miss that about Mark, and I miss that sometimes today in our locker room, because we all had so much respect for Mark. But we also knew that he wanted to help younger talent grow and learn and be better and to learn their craft. And it started in a place of respect. So when I was brand new and I needed someone to believe in me, Mark was that person. And like I said, he goes way back with our family. He's like an honorary Hart. There's a few people that are honorary Harts, and Mark is absolutely an honorary Hart family member.
Awesome. That's so sweet, man.
Oh. But we just love you so much, Mark.
Well, thank you, Natty. Don't make me cry.
Don't make him cry. He's already cried once today, Natalia. So, I mean, two or three more times during the rest of the show wouldn't be so bad. Very emotional. People get emotional on their birthdays, Mark. It's okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
And that is also another thing I love about Mark is that, you know, being as big and as tough and as strong as Mark is, he shows other men that it's okay to cry. It's okay to be not okay. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be human. And I really love that about him because he's Mark, you're okay to show your imperfections. And so many people, especially in this day and age, they feel like they have to be perfect all the time. And you send that message out that it's okay to not be perfect. And, you know, I've done so many school visits with you where, you know, we do anti-bullying campaigns. We talk about, you know, kids being pushed to read more, our WrestleMania reading challenges. We've done like tons of appearances together. And you always have such strong messages for people, not just the youth, but for people in general, people from every walk of life that, you know, we're human. We're all in this together. We're all imperfect and that it's okay to not be perfect, but it's also important to strive for greatness and
try to be better.
You always drive that message home.
Yeah. I try to be better every day. I realize I'm not perfect, but I want everybody to try to come along, make yourself better. It's still work to be done.
And when I see your kids, you know, spending time with your kids not this WrestleMania, but the one, I think it was, anyway, it was like 6 months ago, I saw your children and they're such good kids. They are such smart kids. They're such nice kids, well-rounded, awesome people. And I feel like that is a testament to you as a parent and to your wife as well, because, you know, kids need that love and that nurturing and that care. And you really, like I said, are that role model for so many people, but especially your kids. You can see it in your kids.
Well, thank you, Natty. They better act right, because
there's a reason
part two of the Hall of Pain to start over here at the Henry House.
Hey, that's part of being a dad. You got to have you got to have that strong side too. You can't let them get away with murder, Mark.
No, you know, no, especially no.
I know. It's tough. But Natalia, I think, you know, and one of the things I admire about you is what Mark just said, the fact that you always have a positive attitude. You always have a smile on your face. Like, that's rare in any form of business. It's rare. And, you know, as far as I've never heard anyone say a bad word about you, which is also rare. And I think that's
rare.
A testament. Yeah, I think that's a testament of who you are as a person. And I knew that you would come on today because I, knowing Mark and how special he is to me and how loyal a friend and person he is, I knew that loyalty knows loyalty. So I knew that you were going to be that type of person that would call in today. And we appreciate that very much.
Oh, it's totally my pleasure. I was so honored. And like, I was like, I got to make sure I like look nice and put on some makeup.
But you don't need makeup. It's some people that just wake up fabulous.
I just wake up looking gorgeous. I'm doing that.
Amen.
J-Lo aging. Well, Mark, happy birthday. I love you so much. I'm so
I love you too. Tell TJ I said hey.
I will. He loves you too.
Natalia, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
The Ak and Barak Show.
Iron Mike Tyson, iconic name, gave us the knee post on Instagram and Twitter. No caption needed. I mean, I like Mike's opinion. I would love to hear him speak on it, but I appreciate the post.
I think a caption is so important. Being kneeled says it all, you know, but people want to hear your words. People want to know what's on your mind, Mike. You know, you're such an iconic figure. We love to hear you speak.
Weekdays from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern, only on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
To get the respect of your peers, and I know that means a lot, coming from another world and what you were able to accomplish outside of pro wrestling, then come into pro wrestling and then have that kind of mark and get the respect from your peers. I know that meant a lot to you. Oh, the doorbell is just rung.
The doorbell is ringing.
I think we have another guest coming in. And Titus O'Neil joins us here on Busted Open. How are you, sir?
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. I'm glad you were able to come and celebrate a national holiday, Mark Henry Day, Mark Henry's birthday.
Yeah, I can't miss a great opportunity to see the big man and tell him happy birthday.
Well, thank you, man.
You know, on Busted Open, you know, he's done a phenomenal job making that transition to and continuing to be great. And I appreciate his voice. I've always appreciated his insight, you know, with when it comes to the business of professional sports entertainment and being a big brother. And so happy birthday, my man.
Oh, look at that. Look at that, my man. That's a president right here. That's a future president right here. Titus O'Neil.
Like you look like you're getting ready to you look like you're getting ready for a movie role or something, man. You got your Black Santa beard going, you know.
No, I'm just letting this occur. This is my quarantine. I'm not dying it, man. I'm not dying it while I'm in the quarantine.
That's awesome. You look great, man.
How my boys, man?
They
we haven't
big
spoke.
As hell. They big. They gonna be bigger than me and you put together.
Oh my Especially god. Titus. Oh my yeah. goodness gracious.
Especially it's my youngest.
Listen, man, our kids, they hang out together at pay-per-views and, you know, and all of the shows whenever there's big events. And I can tell you right now, as good a kids as y'all think that I have, his kids are equally as good. Those boys, they make me hopeful that, you know, we'll have somebody to lead this country when we're old and gray. Like they're gonna be forces, just like their dad. Titus is, you know, if you look at his social media, you look at anything dealing with Titus, he is a go-getter and somebody that wants to make things better. His school down there in Florida is really doing well from the last I heard. And, you know, Titus, what's going on with the school, man?
We're doing great. We obviously COVID kind of shut everybody down, but, you know, it's up and running. We have the highest, last year we had the highest grade increase of all the schools. It used to be an F school for the past 17 years, known as the Fighting School. Now it's the C-plus school, 67-point increase, highest in the entire school district, eighth in the state, and 11th in the nation. And so a lot of great change coming. We got a multi-million-dollar track and field out here, built the gym out so that the teachers and staff can have to go and work out for free, not only from this school, but also throughout the school district. So it's big. Being able to recruit, it's also a great recruiting tool to get kids that traditionally would not want to work at a Title I school. We just broke ground on our Prosperity Center here, which will help the adults in the area. This area has a 26% high school graduation rate, so we want to. My goal with my foundation is to move that up to 45% within the next 2 years. And then continue that on. But we have also half of it is in a partnership with Feeding Tampa Bay, where we're going to start a culinary program because, you know, I like to cook.
Oh, yeah.
Like to
eat more than you like to cook, I know.
Yeah, I'm kind of both. But we'll be able to serve 500 to 1,000. We'll be able to serve up to 500 to 1,000 families a week with take-home meals because it'll be a fully staffed kitchen. And we're like teaching these individuals how to work at McDonald's. We're teaching them and preparing them how to work at the Burn Steakhouses and places like that where they can actually make a really good living in the hospitality industry. And then we have mental health counseling. We'll have some social work being done over there as well. And again, pretty excited. We just redid the gym, got a state-of-the-art sound system in the gym so we can actually host events out here, not just for the school, but for the community in itself. And East Tampa is going to be changing. I have a project also, too, that with an organization called One More Child and my foundation, where we bought 13 acres, and we're going to build some affordable housing, but we're also going to build what's called a compassion center, where it'll be 12 houses that single mothers can live in for a year. They go through the program, they live there at 30% of whatever their salary is or $60 a month. but they go through a series of 12 steps, including financial literacy courses. If they need an education, some form of education, to go back and finish that, they'll be able to do that. And then if they do all 12 steps, then at the end of that 12 months, they get that money back so that they can go out and put a down payment on a home or a down payment on a or even have a security deposit or whatever. So you know, my mom, you know, grew up, obviously, you grew up with not having much at all, too. So
yeah, same thing.
Having the stress of worrying about whether or not you're going to be able to keep the lights on, whether or not what you're going to feed your kids, et cetera. They don't have that. When we alleviate that issue and let them focus solely on getting better as individuals, then we can actually turn this curve around about getting people in the high school.
Titus, man, I really do see you, you know, in a political forum soon. I'd love to have you.
We need involved. People like you, Titus. We need people who are knowledgeable and actually love their fellow human beings. I mean, we need more people like you in power. So please don't just shake that off. Please.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah.
And you know, we're running low on time, but I tell you what, man, I want to thank you and Darren both for traveling together and y'all doing such wonderful things outside of wrestling. I respect how much y'all have done outside of wrestling just as much as I respected what you did in wrestling.
Thank you, sir. We respect and love you too. Even though you used to plug up the video game to the damn main speaker and fall asleep on us when we're out hearing the video games.
I earned that. I'm old school. I had to get the old cat got to sleep in the car. Get it right. I was going to be in that main event.
Darren Young shook to touch the radio because soon you was just like old daddy in the airtime.
Whoa, boy, get your hand off that.
The wait is finally over. Basketball is back.
22 teams, the magical 22, are heading down to Orlando.
They had to find a way to build this, to come to an agreement. I think an amazing job by the NBA.
For coast-to-coast coverage of the return of basketball, including expert analysis and play-by-play, tune to NBA Radio, Sirius 207, XM 86, and listen at home with Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, or however you stream in the house.
So I want everyone, once this show is over, to go to the WWE Network or go to YouTube or brush off one of your old VHS tapes and watch some old Mark Henry matches. That's what you do when you celebrate Mark Henry's birthday on National Mark Henry Day. It's amazing to me that it coincides again. I can't believe that your birthday is on the same day as your national holiday. I guess there it is, another guest on the line. Let's go out to, how about this, somebody who's a friend of yours and a friend of the show, Shelton Benjamin joins us here. I'm busted open. How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir. Happy birthday, world's strongest man, Mark Henry. How are you?
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't have a Mark Henry. You can't have Mark Henry Day unless you have Shelton Benjamin involved. I don't know what y'all trying to do over there. But
we're in the family, you know.
I'm here.
You know.
I'm crashing the party.
I know you really didn't call for me. I know why you really called in. Yeah.
No, this is International Mark Henry Day. I called for you. Trust me.
Okay.
There's been times where I've been asked to come there, but today is all about Mark Henry.
Well, thank you, brother. I really do.
Okay, so you know I'm gonna get scolded for that. So I hope you appreciate that I am taking one on the chin for you.
Well, Shelton, I mean, you're saying that you're crashing the party. There's a reason why we waited for you here at the end of the show, because you're the main event, man. This is why we had you on later on in the show.
Shelton used to be in the main event, though.
I'm on main event all the time lately.
Hey, it was like in the middle of my career, I was Mr. Velocity. You remember Velocity? That was my show.
I've had a few appearances.
And Sunday Night Heat.
Hey,
man, I really appreciate you calling in, man. It means a lot to me.
Yeah, well, you know, again, you're my big brother. You know, I've known Mark for 20 years now.
Yeah, it's, 20 years.
It's been a minute. I was a young pup when I first saw Mark Henry. And, you know, when I first got to OVW, it was funny because, Mark, you're one of the first people that when I watched you on TV and there was something about you that made me go, I bet that's a real cool dude in person. And, you know, I got the chance to work with you in OVW, and I was like, wow, he's way cooler than I thought. But it's one of those, I knew me and this guy would get along. And I mean, it's been nothing but fun for the last 20 years.
Champagne wishes.
Bad word between us.
No, I don't think we ever had a disagreement. Not that I could think of. I can't ever think of us disagreeing.
Yeah, which is rare. Some even your best of friends. I mean, everyone has a disagreement, but here or there.
There was one time that I did not listen to you, and I you know what I'm finna say. I was doing final exam time, and I was challenging all the shooters that came to OVW because I mean I knew they could fight and stuff, and I wanted to see if that like I said, I'm gonna see if that karate shit would work on me. And it was Brock's day. I said, you know what? I'm feeling pretty spry. I'm gonna get Brock ass today. And Sheldon said, Mark, don't do it. And I was like, no, I'm gonna kick his ass today. And Sheldon said, Mark, don't do it. And I was like, Sheldon, I'm gonna do it. And it was Brock's day. He came in, he put his bag down. Hey, boys, what's going on? I said, hey, tough guy, go warm up, get your shit together. Today is final exam time. You going? And he was like, come on, man, quit playing. I was like, no. I'm in the ring waiting on you in 20 minutes. And I went out there, and that son of a bitch hyperextended my knee. And Shelton was like the dude on Friday. He came and stood over me and was like, you got knocked the fuck out. I told you not to mess with that dude. And I regret that. So thank you very much, Shelton, for trying to keep me out of trouble. It would have saved me 4 months of injury time.
Hey, you know, I do what I can. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink, you know?
well, Shelton, Shelton, I appreciate you calling in. Just so you know, I have my minister's license. It's ready whenever you are. So appreciate all you did and appreciate you calling in today. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, man.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Your home for all things combat sports is SiriusXM Fight Nation. Start your day with Hall of Fame Pro Wrestling Talk on Busted Open.
Respect these men and women that build the business.
Then, the Auk and Barak Show keeps you up to date on all things boxing.
Boxing is the theater of the unexpected.
And MMA guru Luke Thomas has you covered for mixed martial arts.
Joe Rogan is the most important influencer in all of MMA.
The fight game broken down like nowhere else. Only on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
And this is for a first time ever on Busted Open, and somebody wants to celebrate your day, Mark. And that's Ata Maivia joins us here on Busted Open. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you. Well, thank you for calling in and joining us.
Hello, Mark.
I miss you. I got your friend sitting here on my lap.
Oh, I miss all of you, too.
And we miss you. And just the other day, she pulls out her jewelry box, and she says, this is the bracelet that Miss Ata gave me. And my wife said, put that back. I don't want you to break it.
So good to hear your voice, Mark. And
it's good to hear yours, too. Thank you for calling in and saying happy birthday.
Yeah, it was the first time I've ever done this. So I didn't know what to expect when I dialed the number.
Well, we know you don't have a history of calling 800 numbers.
No, I don't.
At least I hope not.
I don't do the talking. So, no, I don't. How are you and how's the family?
You know what? I'm doing really well. I'm really, really blessed. You know, between my Busted Open family and all my other endeavors, like stuff is going really well.
That's beautiful. Good to hear that, Mark. And I know the kids have grown.
Yes, you know, I'm going to have to send you photos.
What's that?
I'm going to have to send you photos. They're doing really good. I got JoJo. Say hi, Jo.
Hi.
Jo, how are you?
Good.
How are you? What are you doing?
Are you staying out of trouble?
Yes.
No, she's not.
Oh, good. I am. I am, so you should too.
She says she, you hear?
That's good. That's good.
All right, now beat it, kid.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Hit the bricks. It's too much sweetness going on. My teeth are starting to hurt.
Well, we appreciate you calling in to wish Mark a happy birthday. It truly means a lot to Mark, and thank you so much for doing that.
I love you, Alta.
Just wanted to say hi and happy birthday, and say kisses and hugs for the family, and we'll see you again down the road, Mark.
All right, okay? I love you.
I love you too. Take care. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that we do have Bully live on the line. Bully, how are you this morning?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, sexual chocolate world strongest man, my fellow. Hall of Famer. And a man with fantastic nipples. Happy birthday, dear you.
Oh, big up. Look at that. Look at the chops on that guy.
I never knew Bully had a voice like that.
Neither did I.
I bring out the best in people.
Are you having a good day?
I'm having a great day, man. Like, this is like one of the best honors that I've ever had. Like, I've cried, I've laughed. Like, it's been pretty damn special.
You cry pretty easily.
I do. I'm an emotional person, Bully. But it makes me better.
What is that word you just said? I don't understand it.
Which one?
What is that? What is that? Emotional?
Oh, we're gonna work on that. We're gonna get you to touch your feelings, Bully. We want the inner you to love the outer you.
All right. Well, I'm gonna get in touch with my outer self in a minute.
What? Are you gonna be talking to Tony Katane or something
too.
Later on?
Oh, man.
Awesome.
It wouldn't be a birthday if you didn't.
You got it.
Yeah.
You got to do it. How's the show been? What have you guys been talking about?
Backlash, you know, we kind of broke down the whole show and went over it. No, we've been just celebrating Mark's birthday today.
Mark, tell me if you agree with this. Lashley up, no questions asked.
Not for the reasons that I heard y'all talk about on the show yesterday, because I listened to the show, and with the opinion of the way things are in the social climate, I don't think should have any effect on what happens in the ring. But from the standpoint of where wrestling is, it should happen. How it happens, don't tell me. I wanna be surprised. But at the end of the day, Lashley should be up, and you know Brock should come back, and that's when we get Brock and Lashley. And Drew is right there to, you know, stir the pot and make it entertaining. If you would not have thought this a year ago, how the hell entertaining Drew McIntyre is. Am I right or am I wrong?
They have definitely given him an entertaining edge, and he is carrying
running
the ball.
With it.
He's
yes,
making
sir.
Me laugh, absolutely.
He pops me so much, and I have to go back to when Seth Rollins was sitting across the table and they were signing the contract, And Seth was doing all this talking, and Drew just kept looking at him, and he'd shake his head, he turned his head. And then finally he said, you really believe your bullshit? And I just popped like nobody's business. And I was like, they wouldn't let you, they didn't let him say things like that before. And now it's a common occurrence. He is grabbing a microphone. He's glib. He's just really entertaining. And you know how high I am on Kevin Owens. The same thing with Kevin Owens. It's almost like they've allowed him to say, hey, man, you go out there and say whatever you need to say. Because when he picked up one of those feathers that came off of Charlotte's robe and said, hey, you lost this. And she just broke on national TV, just started laughing. And I'm like, that's what you do. Let these guys come out and be themselves. And I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Hey, Bully, can you stay with us? I don't want you to go anywhere. Can you stay with us? Because we do have one more guest before we say goodbye for Mark. So can you hang with us if that's cool?
No.
Do you want to know who the guest is first before you say that?
No.
Okay. Anyway, D'Lo Brown joins us.
I'll hang out.
D'Lo Brown joins us to say happy birthday to Mike. How are you, sir?
What's going on, guys? Now, I was going to come on and sing happy birthday, but there's no way in hell I can follow Bully with his rendition right there. So, Mark, I apologize. I'm not singing happy birthday. I just want to tell you happy birthday.
Happy birthday, man. Hey, I was just telling the time that I had my birthday on the road, and we were all in a van, and we stopped there at a Buc-ee's or some kind of big truck stop, and I was sitting in the car, and y'all came out with them damn birthday hats on.
Yeah, I remember that. We wanted to surprise you, man. Just have a little fun.
Then Brian Christopher jumped on the hood of the car and was dancing and was ruined, smashing the damn front of the rental car down. He was like, get your ass off the car. We're going to have to pay for that. Oh, man, what wonderful
car
time.
Stories, bro, like the car wars and stuff like that. But we can't tell them on national radio.
No, don't. That's incriminating evidence.
No, Hertz and Avis and National will be calling us up going, that's what happened.
So that's what happened. I thought you said that some fans. Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, anyway, change the subject. Oh, my gosh. Man, hey, it was so many good times, you know, like we got to spend on the road together. Have you been keeping up with what's going on in the world of wrestling, D'Lo?
You know, I've been monitoring a bunch of stuff, you know, and I tend to watch as much of the product as I can because I just like I like watching the business. So yeah.
Yeah, Bully was talking about Bobby Lashley, and is this his time right now? Is this the time? To have him, not because he's an African-American wrestler, but because, in my opinion, I feel like it's because of his work and the story and everything that's going. But, you know, yesterday I was listening to the show, and Bully and Dave really killed it. And they were talking about this would be the time in this social climate that we're in, because people are always talking about how being a man of color, this would be the time to help bridge the gap and doing some stuff. But do you feel like that plays a important role in it, or do you think it should just be off the merit of the talent?
To me, I think it should be off the merit of the talent, and I do agree. I think it is his time to become champion and to put the company on his back. Given the social climate that's going on, it would be a nice token of appreciation to have a black man as the world champion, given what's going on in the world right now. So I can see the double-edged sword, and you can argue either way, but I know Lashley as the person, as the professional, as the talent, and I think he's a strong enough person in general and overall character to be a world champion.
Well, I totally agree with you, and thank you so much, D'Lo, for joining our show, for wishing Mark a happy birthday, and we truly appreciate the time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it. Mark, I love you, man. Happy birthday. and just happy 55 more.
I hope I can last that long, but I doubt it. The Henrys usually check out around 70.
Look, we're old heads in wrestling. We made it past 42.
We made it. Yeah. We did it. Bully made it, too. We're here.
Lottery.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Now we're here. All right, bro. I love you.
All right, man. Love you, too.
All right, D'Lo Brown joining us here. I mean, and Bully, tell me if I'm wrong. Like he said, I hope you have another 55 years. Usually you say the age of that person. So I think D'Lo Brown legitimately thinks you're 55, Mark. I think there's a problem there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mark, how old are you?
Let me cut myself open and see how many rings. You know what? I think I'm 49.
Oh, okay. All right.
49's young. 49's the new 45.
Coming from a guy who looks like he's 65 right now.
Yeah, that hair,
don't,
man.
Hey, listen, this hair, you know how long it took me 4 months to grow this hair? We're in a pandemic, okay?
It looks good, though, actually.
I think it looks good. It's starting to take form. Yeah, it's starting to take form, Bully.
Are you getting used to it?
I'm getting used to it. It's the first time I've had to brush my hair since high school.
Wow. It'll be down your back.
Don't you have music yet?
No, not yet. I mean, first of all, he has to put the album out. I don't think he's finished with the album out. I wish he would hurry up and get the fucking album done already because I could use it. So please, you know, and first of all, we're going to have to tell. I need the copy of the album, and I don't know if you heard the spot, Mark, but he says it's, you know, it's F-U-C-K music. So I said, you know, I can need all the help I can get. Send me two. So he says he's going to send me two, one for inside, one for outside. I want to see if that's false advertising or not. So I need to get that album to find out what's going on.
All right.
You know? And I mean, you know, today's one of those days. You know, Bully, I always talk about given days, days that are a given. Your birthday, Mark, this is one of those given days. You know, tonight's one of those nights. You know what I mean? A little bit of the, you know, like a, you know, like
the horizontal mumbo jumbo.
That's right.
Whoa!
Like a great philosopher once said, "There ain't nothing like ain't a good nothing. Hard." Am I right?
Yeah, Clarence Carter. We're going to have to end with Clarence Carter.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.